morning. This is Lance Kenmore at the Kenmore team of Prudential Now Realty, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We are here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have things been going?
Very well.
Good. Staying busy. Staying cool.
Repainted a barbecue.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's quite a project.
It's that really black stuff, that paint that you put on there. You clean it up, and that stuff dries in about 10 seconds. It's great. It's like a brand new fire pit and barbecue.
Well, there you go. We always have some little home improvement tips coming from you. You're like our in-house home improvement guy here.
You could even repaint a car with it.
I just got one quick question: is have you gone swimming in your new pool
yet? Pool.
Not yet.
Unbelievable. How many months has this been that we've had to listen to him talking
all,
about this
all
pool
the work, and, he's and they haven't gotten you in yourself yet?
I've been too busy.
Okay.
The dog went in.
It's almost time. Maybe we ought to do another show on what's it going to take to get John in his pool.
Yeah, we might need to for
Jack
sure.
Russell's have been in, but I haven't.
Oh, geez, that's how it goes sometimes.
Call in, give Lance your comments on that one.
Well, we always like to start off with some real estate in the news, what's been going on in the local news, what's being reported around the Tri-Cities. Big story this week released from the Washington State University Housing Report. We've got median price and sales numbers. We talked about this as things went along, but they surged in the second quarter. We knew that. We had all been super busy. We had talked about it on the radio, and this report backs up what we were seeing. Actually, there was a 33% increase in the number of resales in the second quarter this year over 2009. Now, we do know that a lot of that was coming from the first-time home buyer tax credit. Mm-hmm. And so we knew there'd be a lot of extra sales, and it looks like as all the numbers have been tallied up, it really did reflect that. It also mentioned in there kind of what we had talked about. A lot of it is the community experiencing a lot of growth due to the large amount of stimulus money. You know, we have a lot of job growth, a lot of people moving over here. And so it did note that we were, you know, of all the communities in Washington State, we were one of the only communities that was experiencing growth and increase in the number of sales.
Mm-hmm.
So, great article. Now, I do want to, I'll put a little bit disclaimer about the next news story. Not quite as mainstream as everybody around here might see, but I do think it's important to report on this. I'll probably get a couple calls of people not happy about me reporting this, but like we've said on the show, we kind of tell it like it is out there and let people know what's really happening outside of just the mainstream. So what you've got is at the same time also released last week was Realty Track. They're the nation's largest tracker of foreclosures. They released the 2010 Metropolitan Foreclosure Market Report. And unfortunately, on that report, Kennewick and Richland was listed as one of the fastest growing markets for foreclosures, up 217%. Hmm. Now, before anybody drives their car into a ditch or we have, you know, I think my phone's starting to ring already. I'm sure people that, you know, don't like to hear that. It is important to note, to look a little deeper into those statistics and, you know, let people realize we're in a market where our foreclosures, you know, typically over the last couple of years have been running less than 2%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a little bit jaded, these statistics, when it says it's up 217%. Okay, so if we were at 2, you know, we might have spiked up there a little bit to, say, you know, 4%. So the numbers still are not huge, but they are growing a little bit, and I just think we have a responsibility to keep people informed about that. For instance, last month, July, they're called notice of defaults. That's what goes out to start the foreclosure process.
Mm-hmm.
In Benton County, last month in July, there was 77 notice of defaults now. So that number has ticked up a little bit and is a little bit, you know, higher than we have seen. So, of course, we'll keep an eye on that. I mean, it's kind of weird to get both of those stories in the same week, but, you know, there's a lot of good things happening, but at the same time, we don't want to ignore, you know, what might be happening on the lower end or some other stuff.
But once you know the statistics behind it, for example, 217%, we had 5 foreclosures. years. Now we have 11. Look at the total number and then compare that with the number of sales and purchases and going on. And you realize, yes, it happens. But if you look at just that percentage,
it could be scary. So if anybody had seen that report come out at first, you're like, whoa.
You have to look at the whole picture. And obviously, you know, that's where the journalism aspect comes in. And many of my brethren in the business need to go back and get a degree.
And
well, when you take an increase from 2 to 4, what percentage increase is that?
Exactly.
100% increase. So you need to remember that. It's really kind of an easy deal.
So we'll be keeping an eye on that. And sometimes, you know, it's just important to address that. And really, that article was kind of a great segue into our topic this week. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing is that's talking about getting a house sold fast when you have to, whether that's a job relocation, a court-ordered sale, a divorce-type sale. There's situations where you have to sell, and foreclosure would fall into one of those categories.
Or medical emergency.
Exactly. And one of the things to note about that on that topic is, just because I've had some experience with this just the last couple of weeks, is if you're looking for a consultation about what to do if you do get a notice of default, if you do think you're going to be facing foreclosure, the sooner that I can talk to you about the potential if selling your house is one of the options, the better off you're going to be. When you get that notice, there's still lots of time for us to be able to get a good marketable sale on your house. If you wait until you're 2 weeks from the auction sale at the courthouse, we got a problem. And you know, it's a tough situation, because I do get those calls quite a bit, and people will call and they'll say, like, I'll ask them, when's the sale date? And unfortunately, when we're looking at 2 weeks, even 3 weeks, there's not a lot I can do. So I definitely tell people, if they're even just looking for a consultation, give us a call. We can talk about selling homes quickly, like we're going to talk about today, and we can help them out. So
exactly.
We've also got in the studio with us today, we haven't talked to him in a little while, but we have our insurance expert, Mr. Ryan Sullivan with State Farm. Ryan, how you doing?
Wonderful. And yourself?
We're doing great. So you always have some great stuff to tell the listeners about insurance and what we need to look for. I know I've learned a lot over the last couple months. What's happening with State Farm? What do we need to know about our insurance right now?
State Farm's in a good place.
Good.
You know, we've got second quarter numbers coming out as far as the health of the company. All indicators are that we're growing with profit, which means ultimately for our clients, they're the ones who own the company, it's going to be in their best interest. I mean, it's going to give rate stability, financial stability to pay claims down the road, and all those good things.
And
you know, that's the difference between them.
To that, because I'm a State Farm customer, and when you open up that premium, it went down.
Yeah,
I like that.
That does happen, folks.
Right,
because it's a mutual insurance company, right? Can you explain the differences there? Because that's, I think, something that a lot of people don't understand.
Right. Well,
I don't even know what you guys are talking about right now.
we're gonna educate the all-knowing Lance Kenmore here. I love
we're
this.
We're out of real estate. I'm sitting down.
This is a little-known fact in the insurance business. There's multiple ways you can organize an insurance company. The two most popular would be a stock-based insurance company, which is owned by stockholders. The company's publicly traded on Wall Street. Okay, and when stock-based insurance companies drive profit, the profits go to their shareholders in the form of a dividend. There are mutual-based insurance companies as well, which they work kind of like a co-op in the sense that the policyholders own the company. So State Farm isn't a publicly traded organization. The people who buy auto insurance from State Farm actually own the company.
Okay.
Similar to like our local credit unions.
Gotcha.
And ultimately, if we have a profitable year, or let me rephrase, a year that is profitable enough to fill our reserves to the capacity that they need to be filled to honor future claims, and there's excess money, we redistribute that back throughout our policyholders.
In the form of
lower premiums.
Well, it's in the form of a dividend.
Yeah,
that's the official term, and it we just generally last year we did it was 2007, and you know, some people got $50-$60 checks, other people got $10 checks. They're kind of weighted depending on how long you've been with the company, how much premium you spend.
Right.
One more great reason to be working with Ryan at State Farm.
Yeah, that's fair. So I totally learned something. I had no idea. If anybody would have asked me that about State Farm before today, I could not have explained that to you.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm.
Where can they call you so you can explain that better to them?
783-0172. And the nice thing that on the property casualty world with the dividend, with mutual based company, our claim adjusters are trying to keep the owners of the company happy.
Right.
and they know that. It's not just a deny it, call your lawyer kind of thing. It's a we're going to work with you to make sure this thing's right and fair and make sure that, you know, we can make a turn a negative and hopefully into a positive or at least a neutral experience to where, you know, we can't take away the emotional trauma of a claim, but we can make the economics of it work out well.
Gotcha. Now, I know a lot of houses get sold during the summer. A lot of houses close towards the end of the summer. Mm-hmm. So this time of year, I imagine you're seeing a lot of home policies renew. And is there anything people need to look for when that happens, or does it just automatically happen with the mortgage company and we don't need to worry about it? What are your suggestions for people as they're coming up on the anniversary of being in their home and their new policy renewing?
I would review it with your agent.
Okay.
If you don't have an agent, find one. If you do have an agent, call them, schedule a half hour. It's not rocket science, but things change over the course of a year. In general, you're going to talk about buying and selling homes real fast. The insurance is kind of the redheaded stepchild of the home buying process. Nobody really wants to deal with it, but it's got to get done because Scott's not going to give you a loan unless there's a binder on his desk for the insurance part. But you want to make sure that you don't just have a cookie-cutter canned policy that the agent that you've never talked to gave you, or the 1-800 number you bought it from the internet. There's a lot of things you need to consider. You know, backup of sewer and drain. If your toilet backs up in your house, home policies don't cover that unless it's endorsed. If your house burns down, is there enough money there?
Gotcha.
Another thing we run into is additional living expense. If something happens to your house and you can't stay there because it's uninhabitable, or your roof is missing, or it's full of water or mold or whatever, are they going to pay you to stay in a hotel?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be on your own?
That's a big one. Yeah, that's a
big one. And if they are, how long will they do it?
What was that?
A friend of ours had that happen. They had a fire in the microwave, and the house got full of smoke, and, you know, their insurance put them up in a hotel. They had to spend a day or two while they fumigated the place. So, yeah, those are things that can happen.
I've got two right now.
And that's the power of the networks that we all have, is that when something like that happens, you've got a whole group list of people that you call on that provide the same kind of service that you do, that you can get out there real quickly and take care of them. So that makes a big difference as well.
That's what I love about Ryan too, just how he said there. He goes, I've got two right now. So he knows exactly who his families are and where they're at, and they're in a hotel. And so, I mean, that's huge. That's what's, you know, walking into your office, that's the type of service you get. So very good. Well, we appreciate that update on the insurance front. But we are definitely talking about today what happens when you have to sell. Let's get you moved to your new home, moved out of town. If we're facing a foreclosure date, what type of stuff are we going to focus on? So it was interesting because I always tell all my clients, we have an 18-step listing process that we go through. And I always hit some of the highlights so that people understand what's happening right now. So NAR, which is our National Association of Realtors, they've released a study showing where most buyers are coming from and how they found out about a property. So if you guys had to guess, what was the number one way, or let's go top three, what was something in the top three of how you think someone found a house to buy?
Internet.
Yeah, that'd be my guess. Yeah. Google in or some sort of search engine.
That's you know what, and that is right now today, that is the number one source of where buyers come from is the internet. So making sure, whether they saw it on Facebook or Craigslist or Realtor.com, it's the number one reason. Any guesses on any of the other top three?
You drive around.
A referral from someone that just bought one from you. Or was just assisted by you.
That is a good guess, Scott, but it is not in the top three.
What about driving around and you see the signs in the yard?
Top three. You're exactly right.
Okay.
Social
media? No.
Wow. So Twitter, Facebook, that kind of stuff.
Facebook and stuff would kind of schedule into the internet, being
those
the number one source.
Sure. Okay.
But they have not split that out. I've not seen any statistics that split out on the social media, but I think it would be lumped in with the internet. But sign in the yard is huge. Having a professional, visible sign, whether it's someone that drives by and sees that sign, people still tend to move. When they move, they usually move within a couple miles of their existing home. Mm-hmm. People tend to like an area. If they do make a move, they tend to stay in that area. So what happens is when they're driving around these neighborhoods, they see the sign, they look for a flyer box, look for an information number that they can call, and that is still in the top three. Now, the third one that's not in there that sometimes we overlook, and it was actually number two on the list, is they found the house from another realtor.
What do you mean by that?
And then they didn't want to work with that person?
No, it's actually, though, it was in the multiple listing system.
I see.
And their agent either emailed it to them or called them and told them about it.
They
or
dug
said,
it up for them.
Hey, I know Ryan's looking for a 3-bed, 2-bath. I just saw the new one hit the market today. And so it's another agent. So we're still looking at the internet, another agent, and the sign in the yard.
But it's networking.
And that's exactly right. And those three items make up 89% of all sales. So you can bet when we need a fast home sale, we're going to focus on those three items first as the most important things that we can do quickly. And then it was interesting to look down and see what the worst ones on the list were.
The ideas that don't work.
What the worst ones on the list were.
I'm always fascinated by lists.
So all you business people out there, listen to the things that aren't working well and look at your marketing budget.
I'm interested to hear this.
So unfortunately, it was print advertising in the newspaper, 2%. 2%. That's of people that use those to find their house. A home book or magazine was 1%. And what's happened with those are still, we still do some of that, but it's a very small percentage compared to the other stuff that we do.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is everything's moving so quickly now with the internet and your notifications and your phone is when you're printing 40 days after you're submitting, you know, stuff for review and copy, a large number of those homes are already sold by the time you call on them. So that's what's happened to that. And then from a friend or relative, hearing about a house from a friend or relative, it was low on the list. It was down there in the bottom three. So those are the things we tend not to focus on.
So what you're saying is you need to work with a realtor who buys really big signs and markets your properties on the internet.
You've got nice professional signs marketing on the internet and is working well with other agents in the market. You know, that is in the multiple listing service, that is cooperating on a high level with those agents. And
in other words, a full-time professional real estate agent.
Yeah.
Yes, that is true. So on those notes, on the top three things that we're going to focus on, and then what I will do when we come back from the break is I will relate some strategies that highlight those top three things. So what are we doing with 90% of the things that generate sales? How are we implementing those three strategies to make sure we sell your house very, very quickly? So we're coming up on a break. After the break, we'll also be back with our mortgage expert, Mr. Scott Ridgway from Cobalt Mortgage.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about a couple different things today, mainly how to sell your house quickly, what points to focus on when you're looking to move a home quickly. We had our insurance expert, Mr. Ryan Sullivan from State Farm here. And now it's time for a little bit of a mortgage update. What are the mortgage markets doing? What do we need to know about mortgages right now? And I tell you, this has been a hot, hot topic. The rates are unbelievable right now as far as what I've seen in my industry. And now we'll let Scott tell us exactly what is happening and how much longer can this be possible.
Well, I think the term we've been using loosely is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I think rates are still ridiculous, and they're getting even more ridiculous with the changes that have happened in the last few days, even or last week. But what I want to talk about today a little bit is FHA mortgages, because that's what we're seeing a lot of. People can get into a home with 3.5% down. We've got interest rates that are tickling 5% or better, probably a lot better, but it again depends on your credit, down into the fours for 30-year fixed rates. But there's some things that have happened that they're going to be making changes on that the HUD, or Housing and Urban Development, has put some special edition memos out that are going to affect mortgage insurance. What mortgage insurance is on an FHA loan, what mortgage insurance is it's insurance that a buyer that is putting less than 20% down on a conventional loan or 3.5% down on an FHA loan, what it is insurance that they pay, the buyer pays, to insure them against defaulting on the loan. It's built into your loan, and it's called upfront mortgage insurance premium, which currently is 2.25 on a FHA mortgage. In a purchase situation, this is where we're dealing with a lot of this, but it still affects refinances as well. And then they have a monthly mortgage insurance that they pay anywhere from 0.50 or 0.55, depending on what the underwriting results are that come back when they submit their file for approval. What they're talking about, and I'm just going to read this because I think it's important that everybody understands where things are going and how quickly things move. This is from a special edition memo on August 5th that says, over the past week, and again, this is from the desk of David H. Stevens, Assistant Secretary for Housing and the Federal Housing Commissioner, says this bill gives FHA the authority to adjust its annual mortgage insurance premium, yielding approximately $300 million per month in value to the FHA Mutual Mortgage Insurance Fund at a time when its reserves are perilously low. Now, that's no secret to everybody because of all the changes and the money that's getting spent and the reserves that are low and the capital that has actually fallen as a result of a lot of the changes. And it says in here from David, as I've previously stated in my testimony before Congress, FHA will lower its upfront mortgage and premium simultaneously with an increase to the annual premium. So that means when you're buying a house, your closing costs will actually come down, but your monthly mortgage insurance payment will go up. So what they're going to look at doing, and this was proposed for a change on September 7th of this year, that they're going to take the upfront mortgage insurance from 2.25% of your loan amount financed into your loan down to 1%. Then they're going to take, so that's going to lower your cash to close, or your closing costs, or your loan amount, really, because most people just roll it into their loan. And then they're going to raise the monthly mortgage insurance that is tied in with your principal and interest payment, your property tax payment, your homeowner's insurance payment that Ryan will put together for you, and then you've got your monthly mortgage insurance premium. So that's going to go from, let's say, 0.50 or 0.55 up to either 0.8 or 0.9.
Of your house payment?
Yes. Yes.
So they're going to be...
Your house payment is going to be going up.
Right. And so overall, they're trying to increase the amount of reserves they have because we know that they have a problem with reserves because they've had huge payouts that they've had to make to cover these losses in the national market.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, you know, basically it's been unsustainable. They cannot sustain the reserves. The reason that people are able to get... I mean, overall, on a macro level, the reason people are able to get these lower down loans is because that industry is guaranteeing that those loans won't default.
That they'll cover that, if it's defaulted onto the investor or lender that's carrying the note.
And there's been so many defaults now that as those reserves get lower, there has to be something that makes it possible, and unfortunately, it's projected to come in the increased payments.
Yeah, and these monthly payments really are monthly payments that cover an annual premium. So these premiums will continue to drip into HUD on an annual basis. So it continues refilling those coffers versus having less money coming in. Mm-hmm. Makes a big difference.
So the news that we're seeing now is backing up what we've been saying on the show for the last couple months, that what we have going on right now with low rates and low down and great market right now is not sustainable.
Right.
I mean, something has to give, and this is the first sign that we see on the mortgage front that some stuff is giving.
Well, and here is a great example of how quickly things will move, because it says, with this authority, FHA is in a better position to address the increased demands of the marketplace and return the fund to congressionally mandated levels without disruption to the housing market. Now, this was a memo that came out August 5th saying this would be effective September 7th. Well, on August 10th, 5 days later, the statement from the Deputy Assistant Secretary, Vicky Bott, says, this is on Tuesday, August 10th, last week, FHA Commissioner David Stevens announced plans for implementing FHA's new mortgage insurance premium structure. As we work to publish this new mortgagee letter, it's our intention to announce that based on industry feedback and our desire to have this change implemented successfully in the marketplace, FHA will make the premium fee changes on all new case numbers effective October 4th. So they've already changed from September 7th to October 4th, and the reason behind that is because lenders and institutions need to get their brains wrapped around this and put the different
pricing,
yeah, because it's going to come down to that,
yeah,
and letters and forms and different pieces of more paperwork that need to be in the file so that this stuff can be done properly and set up correctly. So FHA will be lowering its upfront premium simultaneously with the increase to the annual premium. FHA's upfront mortgage insurance premium will be adjusted down to 1%. point of your 1% of your loan amount, or 100 basis points, on all amortization terms, which means 30-year, 15-year, and the annual mortgage insurance premium will increase to 85 to 90 basis points on anything greater than a 15-year fixed or an adjustable rate mortgage. So now it's not 80 and 90, it's now 85 and 90. So they just picked up another 5 basis points in this new memo, and we still haven't yet seen the final mortgagee letter.
Wow.
So things are happening real fast from HUD, and the lenders are trying to keep up with it. And what that translates to is obviously more dollars out of the people that are trying to qualify for these homes.
Yeah. Mm. So some changes definitely coming down the pipeline.
So the sooner you get your mortgage put together and the sooner you get your case number, you might be able to get into a little bit lower upfront mortgage insurance premium and monthly, which will help your monthly payments. So again, call Lance as soon as possible or call me as soon as possible to get working on this stuff so we might be able to beat this new deadline. You can reach me, Scott Ridgway, at Cobalt Mortgage at 737-6004.
Wow.
And that's why we have a mortgage expert on here, and you don't have me talking about. That is a lot of information, very detailed. I mean, this guy knows what he's talking about.
He's going to come in next week covered in Post-it notes.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I'm telling you, now is the time to act. Rates are ridiculous, and there's changes coming that if you're a first-time home buyer and you want to do a 3.5% down purchase, you need to be acting sooner than later.
Fabulous.
Well, and I saw a sign last week.
Hold on, I'm just saying.
Was it a yard sign?
Stop.
No, I saw a little sign that said mortgage rates 3.75%.
I said stop. Don't.
You know, we have to have the disclosures out there that it depends on your loan to value, your debt to income, your credit score.
Somebody tell this guy to stick to insurance. We don't say things like that on the radio.
but that is something that Ryan says he saw that may be available in the open market.
And you know,
that's a fair thing to say, right?
It is true. He did see it driving around. So
yeah, it is.
Once again, keeping it real around here. There's a lot of factors that come into that.
That's a 15-year fixed. Typically, we're seeing rates in that range on a 15-year fixed.
With an above 750 credit.
With an above 750.
Wait, that's going to be the A paper.
Yeah, with a 1% loan fee, no discount points. And you can buy down from there, too. So, again, rates are ridiculous.
What's the historical average on a mortgage?
If 5.25 over 200 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and that's with the last 10 or so years mixed in. What was it previous to 2000? Do you know that answer?
A lot higher.
A lot higher.
Well, and if you'd get Don Taylor in here, our local tax manager, he's going to tell you that tax adjusted, depending on your tax bracket, you may be in the high twos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Realistically, when you adjust for the mortgage interest that you can potentially deduct.
Right, so you're borrowing money to buy a house
too much intelligence
for the cost of
inflation.
I know, they're getting
so again,
getting
folks out there, call Lance and get working with him. Call me and let me help you get your loan put together so that you can be a buyer now.
I really hope people haven't turned the station yet to another station. Let's talk about some property.
Hey,
again.
Do you have the pick three lined up? Because
course,
I love hearing about
I've
the properties
the
that are for sale
three.
Out
I am
there.
Way too, the bungee
I am
cords.
Way too simple. I could just talk about property. So
buy a house.
Here we go. Some of those houses that you can use those rates on. We just listed a house in West Pasco. This is over at 4906 Sinai Drive. This home is about 1,200 square feet. Super upgraded, real hardwood floors, vaulted ceilings, upgraded bathrooms. This house is clean, clean, clean. It has a beautiful yard, huge backyard, very well landscaped. This is not your typical three-bed, two-bath out there in West Pasco. This one has been upgraded quite a bit, and it's priced at $145,000.
Wow, real hardwood floors.
It's beautiful.
Not that
I mean,
Pergo stuff.
No, it is a beautiful, beautiful home, well-maintained. You can get in there, and this could be a first-time home buyer with the rates Scott was talking about. Super phenomenal payments, and you can be owning your house instead of renting in the apartment.
I'm just going to calculate a payment on that real
quick.
I'll do
pick number two. You calculate the payment on 145.
It's the rate.
Pick two is just down the street from the one I just talked about. We have a listing over at 5010 Sinai. This is also a three-bed, two-bath, a little bit bigger, 1,482 square feet, built in 99, sitting on a quarter-acre lot. This also has updated tile floors in the kitchen and the baths, a large utility room, And this is just an awesome, awesome floor plan, and it's priced at $158,000.
Wow, like a quarter acre.
Yeah, so $145,000, $158,000. Oh, yeah. I mean, we get you over there on Sinai. You check out these listings. These are two fabulous homes for people that are looking in that development. Pick number three, if we've got some entrepreneurs out there, they've looked at expanding maybe a small restaurant, a bar. We've listed an older kind of building in Connell. It was built in 1903, but the owner just has gone in over the last couple months, completely gutted it out, put in newer HVAC, windows and doors, redone all the sheetrock, redone the wiring. It's got a 33-foot classic bar, just the old style classic bar with 18 stools, ready to go. I mean, your little restaurant could go in here up there in Connell and priced at $68,000.
Wow.
So low investment to get into a restaurant / bar that is not far from being ready to go. So definitely give us a call about that. We'd love to show it to you. And I imagine we're getting to the point. I'll give Scott a little more time as we talk about.
Look out, he's smoking.
I'm guessing on taxes and homeowners insurance. Couple, Ryan's going to help me here.
A couple of those ideas that we talked about selling homes quickly before we run up at the end of the show. But so we talked about having the yard sign ready to go, having the technology on the yard sign so people can call a 1-800 number, mm-hmm. get information about the house, and get instant access to our team. Also, the fact of working with somebody that has a team so that you can talk to somebody and get shown that house. If you've been pre-qualified with Scott, you're going to want to see it. Getting somebody on our team where we have four licensed agents that can help you show you that house and we can get you out there quickly. So having that availability to when they call that number that they're going to get a response and they're going to get the information that they need quick.
Especially the fact that today we've been talking about the need, even if it's unfortunate, to sell your home quickly.
Exactly. The next thing that we're going to look at that is super, super important in that instance, especially if someone's facing a foreclosure like we talked about as a reason, we're going to look very, very hard at your pricing strategy. We're going to have to look at the comparable properties very, very closely, and we're going to get you as close to market as possible, as fast as possible. And depending upon the situation, you might even need to be a point or two below market value so that you can get that offer guaranteed quickly to get it moved. So when you need to do that, we can do an analysis of that. We can look at what exact market would be, and depending upon maybe needing to, cause a lot of activity quickly, we can price just slightly below that market value if the customer needs to do that to move quickly. It depends upon which is more important in that situation, the full market or the time frame that they have to move. So we're going to look at pricing just super, super hard in this case, and that makes a huge, huge difference. Scott, you look like you're sitting over there with
us. Yeah, we're done. We've just been kind of hanging out, listening and learning.
Okay, great. Well, Scott got all excited during the pick three. He said for a $145,000 house, he wanted to calculate what the payment would be to get somebody into a three-bed, two-bath, upgraded home in West Pasco. What are we looking at?
You're looking at about $929 a month, which is your principal and interest payment, your property taxes, your homeowner's insurance, and your private mortgage insurance. So you're looking at $929 a month to own that house, all inclusive of everything. Now, if you wait until after the FHA changes, that could potentially increase your payment by $42 a month.
Just with that one change.
Just with that one change that nobody has control over. So,
wow.
So we're looking at a great home. If somebody's out there renting and paying rent and they've thought about buying, because the way the rates are right now, it's highly, highly likely that they could qualify with these lower rates. You need to get with Scott, have him run your ratios, run your debt-to-income ratios, see where you're at, and if you qualify, we could put somebody into a home like that for $929 a month.
Yeah. It beats throwing money down the drain.
And that's estimating property taxes, and that's estimating, obviously where your debt-to-income and your loan-to-value and all that stuff is going to be coming in and your credit score.
So once again, we are coming up on a break. I've got two pages of points I did not get to, so we've always got lots of information to talk about, but some great information. information today. If you need to know about getting your homeowner's insurance reviewed as you come up upon your renewal, Ryan, how can the folks get a hold of you again?
Easiest way is to call my office at 783-0172.
Fabulous. And Scott, to take advantage of these rates, refinance, or get pre-qualified to buy, how can folks get a hold of you?
Go ahead and give me a call, Scott Ridgway at Cobalt Mortgage, 737-6004. And if they are pre-qualified with another lender and they need to get a hold of you immediately so you can drive them out and find them that house, where do they call you?
Cell phone is 727-8977. If there's any questions that we have not answered or a topic you would like us to discuss on future shows, please feel free to log on to kenmoreteam.com. Just hit the contact button. Shoot us a message. If there's any ideas or topics you really want to know about, shoot us a message and we'll try to incorporate those into next month's show. So that's kenmoreteam.com, and we look forward to talking to you again next week
right here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870.